Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you have to pay your family members, your immediate family members, like your mom and dad, when they come and watch your grandkids?
It's Mix 96.5, and we have Callie on the phone, who's a new mom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So exciting.
It is exciting, and it is also very exhausting.
God, I remember how exhausting that could be.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, she is a girl.
Okay, and then how old is she?
She's a month old. We made it through the first month.
Yes! Somehow. Okay, so then what's been going on with your parents?
So actually, it's my in-laws. Like, my mom came and helped for the first 2 weeks, and she was amazing. Like, you know, she took off work, she came out, and, like, I'm still so exhausted, even though she was here for, like, half the time that my daughter's been alive, so that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I've been struggling with postpartum. Like, it's really, really hard. And so my husband, like, was talking to his mom, and she offered to come and stay with us for a few weeks to help out, which I thought was, like, super amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah, and, like, I'm really grateful. And, like, you know, I was very grateful for that offer. But then when she got here, my husband told me that his mom wants to be paid for her time.
How much does she want to get paid?
She wants to get paid $1,000 a month. And plans on staying for 2 months, yes.
Now, let me go back real quick. She volunteered, right? She said, I'll come. You didn't call and say, can you come? She said, I'll come help you.
Yes, yeah. At least, like, to the best of my knowledge, my husband was talking about, like, how exhausted we both are. And, like, you know, she was like, I'll come help with the baby. Like, I want to see my grandbaby. I'll come help is the, you know, what I was told.
Is she working? Is she taking off work? Maybe that's why she needs the money?
No, she's not taking off work or anything. And, like... The other crazy part is, you know, my sister-in-law, when she had her baby, like, you know, their mom did the same thing, like, went and stayed with them for 2 months, but didn't charge them or anything. And I guess maybe it's because it was her daughter who had a baby.
Okay, now, like, this is a very interesting situation. I'm so glad you called in, because I feel that we have an expert here, and her name is Sarah Pepper, and let me tell you why. If you're new to the show, Sarah Pepper is a single mother, and her daughter Parker is now 5. And since she was born, your mother, Sarah, Nana Pepper, lives with you.
Yeah.
And is raising Parker with you. I mean, she gets her up every morning, takes her to school. She's taking care of her on the weekends. Like, she's with you. You guys are family doing it, and you don't pay her.
No, and I've even offered to pay her. I've said, please,
Mom,
can I give you some money? I feel terrible because you can't work because you're here. And she is very adamant that not only is she insulted that I've asked if I could pay her, but she said, you don't charge family.
So what do you think of Callie's situation right now? Like, what do you make of it?
I'm disappointed in her mother-in-law. One, because she volunteered. Two, because Callie, you're going through postpartum, which is probably the hardest thing ever. You shouldn't have to be dealing with this. And if you'd have asked her to come and said, hey, can you come down here and help us? I would have offered to pay. But she volunteered her time, said that she would come, gave you a definitive time. And then on the back end of that, wants money. and you did it for your daughter, but not your daughter-in-law, that's just mean.
Yeah, that is kind of sketchy.
I just think anybody, oh man, I'm going to piss everybody off. In my family, we don't charge for things like that. We don't charge to watch dogs, watch houses, run errands, and do things. We just do it because we're family. But I know every family's different, and I know there are a lot of families that their grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle pick up the kids from school and things like that, and they are paid as if they were a nanny mm-hmm. in those situations. I just can't ever imagine doing that.
Yeah. I mean, especially because you live it right now and it works so well.
It'd be like if your parents came and picked you up from the airport and then they asked you for money like an Uber and then a tip.
Right.
You know, you're not tipping your parents. You offered to do that because you're a parent.
Can you say that to Callie's mother-in-law then?
I wouldn't blame it on the postpartum, but I also say inappropriate things and rethink about them later, and maybe they weren't exactly the best. There has to be a way to have this conversation with her, because honestly, Callie, I wouldn't pay her. I wouldn't give her a dime. And I'd say, you know what, if you want money, then you can go back to Dallas where you came from. I don't need your help because I'm not going to pay for it.
Well, what if she does need help?
Then I would hire somebody that I would want in the house.
But don't, I mean, you say yourself, Sarah, you don't trust anyone except for family.
I know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Don't let anyone else, you know, around Parker unless it's your mother. So what if you really need the help and the only person you trust is your mother-in-law? How do you have the conversation?
God, I don't know. 713-881-5965. That's a tough thing because, yeah, you're exactly right, Jesse. I don't let anybody near Parker. The only person I let watch him is my mom, and I don't know how I would do it.
Callie, thank you so much for joining us. We have Molly on the phone right now, and she has a completely different thought.
It's a steal. It's a bargain. $1,000 a month? I mean, you couldn't even get a babysitter for that, let alone an au pair, let alone a nanny, somebody that's going to be in my house taking care of my child that I can trust, that loves me, that loves my child. Done. $1,000, no problem.
Even if it's family, even if it's your mother-in-law.
Deserves every cent.
Okay, so once you get past the whole, like, it's your own family that's trying to charge you, it is a deal. Looking at it strictly
business-wise,
as someone is going to be in your home taking care of your kid that you trust, right? How much would it cost to have an au pair or Sarah, like a live-in nanny?
Oh, a live-in nanny at probably $25, $30 an hour all the time. You're looking at probably $3,000 or $4,000 a month. So yeah, if you look at it on paper, it's a deal. But emotionally, it feels like she's stealing the $1,000 from the daughter-in-law.
God, stealing, such a harsh word.
Right out of her pocket. Although, we just got a text at 713-881-5965 that says if your brother was a mechanic and he put new brakes on your car, wouldn't you pay him to put the new brakes on their car?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, Sarah's getting everything for free over there.
In a segment we call Every Family is Different, Do You, to Each Their Own.
Who are we to judge?
We're just trying to get thoughts this morning on what you think about a mother-in-law wanting $1,000 a month payment to come and live with her daughter-in-law and son, because she's really struggling, the new mom is, with postpartum.
Yeah.
And she offered to come down from Dallas and do this. And then when she got there, she's like, so I think $1,000 would be good.
So we want to know what you think. 713-881-5965.
Ariana, what would you do if your mother-in-law wanted $1,000 after offering to come help you with your child?
Okay, first of all, is she living with me? If she is, then guess what? I will charge you rent and food and any of the extra bills that water, light, anything else. So we could call it even.
Yeah, Callie said that she was going to be living with her, and I didn't even think about adding in living expenses. Room and board.
Exactly.
You know how expensive rent is these days? You can't get a one-bedroom apartment for less than $1,600. So I think grandma's going to end up paying.
Yep. There you go. So we're even.
If you want to get real petty, I would change all the passwords on every single streaming service so she can't log in.
No Wi-Fi for you.
Oh my gosh, Wi-Fi. Yes. Yes.
Put a bill under her door every morning. Here's how much you owe for the day, like a hotel.
Start putting your name on all the food.
And laundry, yes.
Stay
everything.
Petty. This is my mustard. This is my ketchup. My mayo, too.
There you go.
Oh, Ariana, we didn't even think about that. Thank you for calling in.
All right, you're welcome.
Amelia, what do you think about this mother-in-law charging $1,000 to stay and take care of the grandbaby?
I'm not going to lie to you. I think that's absolutely insane. I had my second baby November of 2022, and my mom took both of my kids every single Saturday from the time my son was a month old, so that way I could have a break. My husband was working nights, and I was kind of solo parenting a lot, so I think that's absolutely insane.
Here's what blows my mind. Your parents know what it was like. They had kids. They know how hard it is. And you know for a fact these boomer parents would have not paid their parents any sort of money.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't have kids, so I'm viewing this from the child, like the grandchild perspective. And I can't imagine growing up and finding out that grandma got paid to hang out with me. Like, that would break my little heart. Because I assume that my grandma always wants me over. And
yeah.
She loves me. So to find out that she got paid $1,000 to hang out with me, it'd wreck my world.
Did not even think about that. Candace, everybody is saying that this is ridiculous. A mother-in-law should never ask for money. What do you think?
Okay, so I am a mother-in-law that babysat, and I do air quote babysat, my first grandson for free for the first 2 years of his life. And I did it for free. I wouldn't have taken a dime. That's how we would do it.
That's how we do it in my family too, Candace. But every family is different. Jesse, this is on Facebook where people are the most honest.
I know. Gerardo? I don't want to say your name wrong, but Gerardo, I think, says, are we really haggling over $1,000 a month? It's an easy choice. Pay her for her help.
What?
Amy says, clutches pearls. Well, I never. And my favorite comment comes from Rebecca, who says, I would just tell her to keep that in mind when she gets old and needs assisted living / nursing home care. Keep tabs, folks.
Be paid for watching her grandchild.
Zandra, thank you so much for staying on hold. We love having a little devil's advocate moment, so we were so excited to hear your thoughts.
Okay, here's my devil's advocate moment. First of all, we don't know, does mother-in-law actually, I guess, is she a nurse? Like, does she know how to take care of the baby and how to take care of the mom?
True.
Does she have that training? You don't know that with just, you know, $1,000. Okay. Let's say she's not a nurse. Okay. If I'm staying at somebody's house and I don't have any income coming in and I have to ask them for everything, you think about gas. Gas is really expensive right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I can take you to the doctors and back. You know, that's gas right there. Also, those other expenses somebody else mentioned as far as food and everything else. I mean, what if mother-in-law doesn't eat what they eat?
This is true.
There's a lot of context.
Great points. Right. Great points. But don't you think this is a conversation you should have had before you volunteered for the role? It's like volunteering somewhere and then at the end of your volunteership being like, man, had a great time. Here's my invoice. Can you go ahead and pay me?
That makes sense. It does make sense. But she's not, she's asking. She's not demanding.
True.
Yeah.
That's
a good point, too.
Yeah.
You're right. There is a lot of context. We know that she's going to be living there and that there's not really a job that she's leaving, but we also don't know what kind of services or certification she has. And you're right. Sometimes I think, like, you offer to go help, but, like, what if you got plans that day? Like, what if you wanted to go out to lunch?
It does give up a lot of your freedom in your life. We should have asked her if her mom was retired and if she's rich, because then we could have really been like, you're not getting paid.
Yeah, that's a context where I'd be like, why are you asking this of me?
Yes. This is on our Facebook page. If you didn't get a chance to get in on the phones, make sure you leave us your comment at Mix96.5 Houston. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.